This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. A central Washington lawmaker says he continues to hear from growers across the state who are struggling under Washington's agricultural overtime law. Moses Lake Republican Tom Dent is encouraged by recent conversations with the governor and hopes negotiations will lead to meaningful relief for both farmers and workers.
As far as the overtime, I mean, he's very concerned about the tree fruit industry right here where we're at, and he's concerned. And how are we going to help these folks come out of some of this, right? And maybe we went too far. I don't know. You know, but those are conversations yet to be had, and I'm willing to have them, you know, when I have the ammunition to have them, right?
Dent says the state's agricultural overtime law is putting severe strain on farmers and farm workers, and he's renewing his push for relief as the legislature gets ready to convene.
The agriculture community, our producers, are in a bad way right now. They're really struggling to make it work. And to be honest, some of them didn't pick their fruit because they couldn't afford the overtime.
Dent says the current requirement, overtime after 40 hours year-round, is forcing tough decisions.
It's killing us. It's breaking the bank. It's breaking our backs. We can't afford it. It's heartbreaking.
Dent is pushing legislation that would give producers 12 flexible weeks each year where workers could work up to 50 hours before overtime, a change he says is essential during harvest.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.